Hello and welcome to Wild Disabled. My name is Simon Sansom. I'm the presenter of Wild Disabled. And today I've got disabled campaigning superstar Adam Pearson with me.
How are you doing?
Disability!
For those who don't know Adam Pearson, he's a presenter on Channel 4. He's also got a BBC 4 show coming up soon, which we're going to talk about later. He's also got a significant, unfortunately, facial disfiguration. And he's probably the most recognisable person on TV with a disability. In the UK, anyway. And he's also an actor. He just did a film a couple of years ago with Scarlett Johansson. And he did a red carpet event in America. So we're going to talk about that as well. Now, I have got one question for you.
Let's do that.
Now, the thing is for me is, when I was 15, 16, 17, I tried to get into pubs. And I got asked my ID every single time. I want to know is, how many times did people ask you for your ID when you tried to get pissed at 17?
Never happened. I've not been ID'd since I was 14.
No, that's what I was thinking as well. Because looking at you, I don't know your age. I had to Google it. You could be. You could be.
That's not weird or creepy at all.
But you could be 20 years old or you could be 50 years old, and you can get away with both.
Yeah, and I've also had for a while this really deep, booming kind of voice.
Yeah.
And when people see someone with like a facial disfigurement, they jump straight to John Hurt, 1985.
Yeah.
And then
the Elephant Man.
Yes, absolutely. Then they get kind of this voice, and they're like, "I've got no idea how to compute what's happening."
So sitting here, people can't see this because obviously this is a podcast. But I'm fat. I'm overweight. Now, when I was a kid, I got picked on at school for being fat and overweight.
Yes.
Kids are horrible when they're young. I'm guessing you went through a similar experience.
I'm going to slightly disagree here and say I don't think kids are horrible when they're young. I think they're honest when they're young. And that honesty, mixed with curiosity, outworks itself as being very blunt. But I don't think there's intentional malice there. They just don't have that social conditioning. And the most PC you'll ever be is when you're 5 years old or when you're Frankie Boyle. And I think it's when they get older that they get kind of malicious, bitchy and catty that it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
Because you can answer curiosity, you can't really deal with malice, if that makes sense.
It does, yeah, absolutely. I used to be in a marching band, and I remember people spitting on me when I used to go home, and it was absolutely nasty. And I can only imagine what you went through, which would be probably either sort of similar or horrible.
I had a lot of reasons for people to bully me. So I was disabled, a geek, good at math, played Dungeons and Dragons, watched wrestling, watched Power Rangers, had this encyclopedic knowledge of everything that wasn't cool. If I was a kid now, I'd be a legend.
And coincidentally, Dungeons & Dragons was celebrating its 30th anniversary, I believe, yesterday. And I've got the box set.
It's a very good year, like, time, because Magic the Gathering's, it's its 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
Same with UFC.
Yeah.
Like, everything that wasn't cool and frowned upon is now in this massive resurgence. If I were a kid now, I'd run the playground.
Coming back to the facial disfiguration, now there is something, I've written this down, and I had to write this twice, being dyslexic, because the first time I got it wrong, and I couldn't pronounce it. Is it neurofibromatosis?
Neurofibromatosis.
Neurofibromatosis.
Yeah, type 1.
Type 1. Okay, what kind of different types are there?
There are two types of neurofibromatosis, and then there's another very similar condition called schwannomatosis, that's colloquially referred to as NF3. But I don't do colloquial medicine. I think if your GP did colloquial medicine, you'd find a new GP.
So can you explain me your type 1 situation and how what actually happens?
So type 1 is the more common of the two. It's a genetic condition that affects the 17th chromosome of the human genome. That's where the fault lies. What it does is, in the same way that electrical wiring is wrapped in plastic, your nerves are wrapped in cells called Schwann cells, and it causes those cells to grow at an exponential rate. And that causes non-cancerous tumours called fibromas to grow on nerve endings.
Okay.
And so they can occur anywhere on like the human body. Just most of mine are on my face. I've got like a little one on my hand.
Okay. And is it genetic or?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 50% of cases are hereditary.
Okay.
And 50% are what they call spontaneous mutations, where, for want of better terminology, it sort of just happens.
Because you've got a brother as well, haven't you?
I do have a twin brother.
Yes. And he's the affected
himself. He is, yes. Okay. He doesn't have any of the physical symptoms that I do. He has short-term memory problems.
Okay.
And so that just shows the difference in genetics. You have the genotype, the genes themselves, and then you have the phenotype, the way those genes choose to express themselves.
Regarding any disability, people don't know how to ask questions, or people don't know how to approach it. So does it hurt?
Nope.
Awesome. So that's always good to know, because you don't, when you look at a person with a disability, you don't know if they're in pain or not. I'm in a scooter and people come up to me and goes, oh, are you okay? You know, do you need a helping hand? And most of the time I'm told to politely go away. Does it affect other facial functions? Because I can see like one eye is closed.
I'm blind in that eye. So some fibromas grew behind the eye.
Yeah.
And sort of like crushed the nerves.
Yeah.
So anything I had done to the lid to be merely for aesthetic purposes. And I'm not a big fan of unnecessary surgery.
No, I can understand.
I've had like 36 already. And you know, at this point it's free rent, free morphine, free food.
Yeah. So what happens when you go out and about? Now, you are, now I would say, very recognisable, one, because you're Adam Pearson and you're a television presenter,
yeah.
But also, two, is because of your facial disfiguration.
Yeah.
Have people started to say, oh, look, there's Adam Pearson, rather than saying, you know, there's...
What's wrong with that man's face, Mark?
Yeah.
There are elements of that. One of my friend Lauren, her mum legitimately refers to me in conversations as Adam Pearson off the telly.
Adam Pearson, not Adam, not my Adam, my friend, Adam Pearson off the telly.
So my middle name is now Pearson and my second name is off the telly.
Okay.
In Lauren's household.
What's your favourite show that you've presented so far?
Oh, wow. I really like Tricks in the Restaurant Trade because it has nothing to do with disability.
My wife is obsessed with that show and she tries to copy everything that happens in the show. Whether it works or not is another matter. When it's on, when the series is on, we watch it every week.
Well, series 5 is a coming. It's going to be good. Got a lot of ideas on what I want to do. Whether they'll let me do it or not is another thing. I want to find out what the spiciest thing I can legally buy in this country is.
Okay, the spiciest thing.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of hot food.
Okay.
But I also know that the Scoville scale goes up to ridiculously hot.
Yeah, because you've got that new chili, which is almost illegal in this country.
The Carolina Reaper.
Yes. Have you tried it?
I have.
And?
I love it.
Is it because, I don't know, you've got no senses in your tongue?
Oh no, believe me, I have senses. But there's something kind of... So I worked in Texas. I did South by Southwest a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Around the corner from our Airbnb was this hot sauce place.
Yeah.
And the crew who were staying there with me and the lead actor were these kind of very bossy Norwegian lads. And they found this hot sauce shop around the corner called Tears of Joy. And they were all like, oh, let's get the hottest thing we can find and we'll all try it together and it'll be amazing. And so they came back with like barbecue chips and this hot sauce. At this point, I'd hidden all the milk in the house because they left me behind. I was like, I'm just going to get rid of all the milk and we're going to do this properly. And it just descended into a bunch of fully grown Norwegian men just hugging furniture, crying. And this, I think it was Mad Dog 356, and it was a million, it was a ghost pepper. So like a million units on the Scoville scale. And to put that into context for people listening to this that don't know hot food, Tabasco is 1,000.
Okay, yeah, I'll try and avoid that because I will end up in hospital. Now, you have gone into an acting career.
Yeah, that sort of happened.
You're sitting at home, you're presenting Channel 4, doing the odd bits here and there, being a journalist, and then Hollywood calls. How do you go from Channel 4, because let's face it, not many people have done it, part-time BBC presenter, part-time ITV presenter, part-time reporter, whatever you want to be, yeah, to starring in a major film with the highest paid female actress in Hollywood at the moment, which is Scarlett Johansson.
Yes. Okay, so here's what happened there. It was a mistake that's gone horribly, horribly, horribly well. I was...
Can I get something like that?
It's a dream. So I was at a desk job. I was doing some casting at the time. I was casting a very well-known Channel 4 dating show.
The Indatables.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
I got an email from Changing Faces, who are the UK's biggest charity for people with facial disfigurement, saying, hey, there's some trying to get in touch. We're looking for a guy. I'm a guy with a disfigurement. I have a disfigurement that's ideally congenital. Oh my God. Age 35 to 40. Oh, bollocks. With like manual labour experience. Oh, fuck. But, you know, I still sent an email and thought, let's waste someone's time. I could have literally counted to five, and my mobile went. And I had a really nice chat with a lady. It was great. They asked me to put a clip of myself on YouTube. I uploaded the most sarcastic YouTube clip in the history of all time. I think I made one of my current employer, Star Signs, cat owners. And then a dog just randomly appears in my arms.
Okay.
At some point.
Because I have seen your Endless Love video. So what this is just to describe it, it's Adam Pearson doing Muppets with his oven gloves, which are bright red, and he's mimicking Endless Love, and it looks like two fish going together, you know, who are going to make out. I'm taking that was done in your kitchen.
Yeah. And full disclosure, I've completely stolen that.
Okay.
But that's a comedian called Tapeface. He's like a really eccentric modern day Charlie
Chaplin. Yeah, I remember. Wasn't it on Britain's Got Talent? Or
America's Got Talent.
He came like six. I saw that a couple of years ago.
That was his audition.
Ah, okay.
And I was just really drunk in my kitchen.
I did prefer yours. So, Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. Come on, what's she like?
She's adorable. She's really kind, really patient, really, really, really funny. I didn't expect her to be as funny as she was. Yeah. And, nothing but good things to say about her.
So do you, like, hang out with her?
Or yeah, we hung out. It was her... Oh, when did we film it? It was her 27th birthday party while we were on location in Glasgow. And, you know, I went to her 27th birthday party.
Yeah,
great.
Cool.
Got really drunk.
Okay, why not? What did you get for her birthday?
We would drive around in the film in this white van. So those were tipped in, and we found like a die-cast model of this exact same model of the white van.
Okay.
And we got her that.
So you got Black Widow a white van for a birthday?
I did.
Okay, that's it.
I did debate getting a Black Widow figure from Food and Planet. Yeah. But I thought, 2-3-3, too nerdy. We've still got to do some filming. Let's not get a restraining order.
Okay.
I think you should have laughed, but no, she's really, really good.
So, is she like someone that you can call up around again, have a chat with, or send an email to, or, you know, say, look, the new Avengers 4 is coming out next year, can I get a ticket to the world premiere kind of thing?
No,
not like that. Okay, never mind. Worth a try.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, there's a mutual kind of respect and understanding, and we look back on working together quite fondly.
Yeah.
And you know, she's seen me naked, that has to count for something.
Well, yeah.
You give a little, you get a little, is how I look at it.
Now, I want to ask you a question about something. Whenever you open a newspaper or whenever you read the news, there's all these beautiful models all over the place in skinny bikinis. And they've been airbrushed. They get rid of a wrinkle. They get rid of, you know, they haven't got the right tan, and so they change it quite dramatically.
Yes.
Sometimes it goes right, sometimes it goes wrong. Your point of view, with a severe disability, a visual disability,
yeah.
I'm just thinking, what do you think about airbrushing?
I understand it.
Yeah.
I have a business degree, I get marketing, and you're selling aspiration. I think if when you do it to the point where it becomes damaging, but there are magazines and all these images now that are simply almost promoting low self-esteem.
Mm.
And we have this whole generation of young women now who feel really bad about themselves because they can't reach this idealized image of beauty and perfection.
Yeah.
That even the models in the photos. Mm. I interviewed a guy that does airbrushing, but it was my first Channel 4 gig. Beauty and the Beast, the Ugly Face of Prejudice. And he showed us how it's all done. I asked him, has there ever been a photo you haven't had to airbrush in your 20 years of doing this? And he's like, two. The guy's taken like thousands upon thousands of photos, and only twice have they not needed airbrushing.
Really?
One of them was Kate Moss.
Yeah? Although I don't think Kate Moss needs airbrushing quite that much these days.
Croydonker. Those three good things that come out of Croydon are me, Kate Moss, and the A23.
Okay. I don't know, it's South London, so I try to avoid that area. There's always something on fire
over
there.
People who listen to that joke, who are from there, found it funny.
I hope they find the joke about me that everything on South London is something always on fire. They might find that funny as well.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I've got some quick fire questions for you.
I love quick fire questions.
Okay, now, you are a geek, so I've tried to format them around your geekiness.
Okay,
we'll see how this goes. Right, first of all, now one word answer, and you can't say I'm not going to be answering that question.
Oh, wow. I can't sit on the fence.
No.
Oh, man.
Because some of it might get you into trouble. No way. Okay, so quick fire questions. One word answers.
Yeah.
BBC or Channel 4?
Channel 4.
Black Widow or Hawkeye?
Black Widow.
A favourite film?
Forrest Gump.
Favourite group?
Goo Goo Dolls.
Now, Scarlett Johansson's email?
No.
Pokemon or Spider-Man? On the PS4.
So, just to clarify the question, the entire concept of Pokemon or Spider-Man on the PS4? Oh, wow. Jeez.
I told you I've done my research.
Right, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
You've been stalking me on Instagram.
I have. I've been stalking you on Facebook. I have.
Oh, wow. Pokemon.
Pokemon. Okay. Now, have you seen the video recently of a woman eating candy floss?
Yes, it's amazing.
Yes. How fast can you eat candy floss?
I reckon I could nearly beat her.
Okay.
I'm a very quick eater.
I want to do a video with that. Favourite drink?
Dr. Pepper.
Really? I wasn't expecting that. Okay. So I've seen you lots of beers in your hands for the past few days. podcast on it.
Oh, okay. So if we're going down that route. Oh, wow. That's opened up a whole channel there.
Okay. Favorite non-alcoholic drink is Dr. Pepper.
It's Dr. Pepper.
Favorite alcoholic drink.
That's really hard because yesterday I had a banging chocolate martini.
Mm.
But then there's a really good pub near here called the Weechy. Okay. There's loads of really good IPAs.
Okay.
And there's an IPA called Exploding Whale that's really, really good.
Okay. Podcast or Netflix?
Netflix.
Favourite song?
Don't Want to Miss This Game by Aerosmith.
Cool. Radio or TV?
TV.
Matthew Wright or Jeremy Vine?
Matthew Wright.
Ah. Spoken to Matthew at all since he's left Channel 5, the Right Stuff?
It was weird. Because I went on the Right Stuff, and then the next day he announced he was leaving.
Is that because of you?
I tweeted him going, was it something I said? But I think Jeremy Vine's doing really, really well.
He's doing all right at the moment, isn't he? Yeah.
And I think the most underrated person on that show is Storm Huntley, who does all the social stuff. And it just got a really bizarre, quirky charm to her. It's just like overly endearing, and she's so funny on Twitter.
Now, you've also done lots of TV appearances.
I have.
You've been on This Morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, Holly or Philip?
Philip, because he replies to me on Twitter.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, poor Holly.
She's just gotten the I'm a Celebrity gig.
She has. We're going on Good Morning Britain.
Well, potentially. It'll probably fall through.
Okay.
And I wanted to get it on a day where Piers Morgan wasn't hosting.
Oh, that's fun. Oh,
he's fun to watch, but he likes the sound of his own voice a bit too much.
Because I was going to ask on the quickfire question, Susanna Reid or Piers Morgan?
Oh, Piers Morgan. I love him. He might well be my spirit animal, but I don't want to do an interview with him.
Because he's so tough, and he's so over the top, and he tries to shout you down, I think it would be interesting to do an interview with him, because I would shout over the top of him. And then I might end up punching him.
But it was for a debate. And a straight one-on-one interview, I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah.
But when you're debating someone on the idea of disability representation in TV and film, this whole, is quipping up okay, is quipping up not okay,
we
don't black up anymore, why are we quipping up? Because there's someone else opposing you, there's already an element of combustibility there. Yeah. And I think the President Piers Morgan would only add to that. I'm not saying he's not a good journalist and his opinions aren't right or valid or worthy of broadcast. I just think it would have been an extra element that doesn't need to be there.
You mentioned backing up, and I realise that refers to actors taking people with disabled jobs and stuff.
Yes.
Now, I was going to discuss this with you because this is something I'm worried about as well, which is happening in the television industry, that's happening in the film industry, is actors with no disabilities are getting lead roles in films which star disabled people.
Correct. And winning Oscars.
So they'll portray someone with a disability when they don't have a disability, like Eddie Redmayne and Stephen Hawking, who plays Stephen Hawking.
I have a lot of forgiveness for that one.
Okay.
Because it's been
His whole life. Yeah, so he's physically immobile when he starts, he's fully independent, and then he deteriorates throughout the film.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when you see other films where you've got disabled actors who are... I mean, I watched a film years ago, I think it stars McAvoy, and it's called Inside I'm Dancing.
Yeah.
And he's a paraplegic, from what I remember. It's been a long time since I've seen it. And he's in a wheelchair, and he's trying to explain to the world that inside he's having a great time, he wants to do stuff, but he's restricted to the wheelchair. And why couldn't they get a person with that kind of disability to do that? Because I think that would represent more on the actual screen than someone else trying to do it.
And this is the argument that I'm having. And you get all these people, a lot of the retorts on Twitter and social media have been utterly, utterly hysterical. Kind of people just go, "Get acting, mate, get over it." so you get a rapist to play a rapist. I'm like, okay, so comparing criminal behaviour to a protected characteristic is ridiculous and offensive. Clearly don't understand the nuance of this argument. Someone sent me GIFs from Tropic Thunder, and I'm like, that's a film that makes the exact same point I'm making really, really well. Because the actors who actually get stranded in the jungle and have to survive, and Robert Downey Jr. is kind of backed up.
Yeah.
And it's got all these quotes kind of, are new people? What do you mean, new people? And there's a really good quote from Jack Black that I think every journalist, actor, and production company should take on board. Never go full retard.
Interesting. I mean, at the moment, I mean, it's bad enough where people are struggling, are losing jobs because of disability and they can't get jobs. And then people with and then they're not being cast in TV roles or film production to play certain roles.
Correct.
And it's great that yourself, for example, you star with Scarlett Johansson, people like Warwick Davis, obviously from Star Wars and Harry Potter.
And Willow.
And Willow, of course, yes. Cult classic.
20 million budget, made most of it back.
Yeah.
His words, not mine.
Made most of it back. I'm sure it's probably made more than that since then, because it's become a cult classic. And it just goes to show that people with physical disabilities, you know, are bankable. As long as if you get the right actor, you get the right person, then they can be involved in film, they can be involved in TV. And I think it is starting to change slowly. And you are seeing more people on like BBC Children's TV, Milkshake, yeah, or whatever, and into more like TV films like Coronation Street, more mainstream films. But I think a lot needs to be done about it.
I agree. 13.3 million people in the UK identify as having some kind of disability. That's a ballpark of 1 in 5, which is 20%. The BBC's target for 2020 is 8% on screen for disability in some lead role. And on the table where all their kind of targets and stuff are, that's the only minority group where they go, oh, and some lead role. Everything else is lead roles, lead roles, lead roles. And I think, well, I'm not saying it's a deliberate managed thing, but even the way they discuss disability in their own literature is somewhat kind of, you'll get what you're given and you'll be grateful.
Yeah.
And I find the whole thing bizarre. Of all the on-screen representation of disability you do see, only 5% of that is actually disabled people.
Mm.
And the rest of it is kind of tripping up. And I really hate using that term, that I've coined. But I think you need to have a slightly visceral term to describe a very visceral subject. And it's kind of, what would you rather I say to make it more palatable?
Yeah.
Because people go, that sounds awful. And I'm like, would you rather call it super happy reading sometime for text? Would that make it easier for you to discuss?
Yeah. And this is why the Disabled is around, to raise awareness, to promote disability, and hopefully get more people out and give them encouragement to get more involved in the arts, TV, film industry, or just in their local community. And this is why Wild Disabled is all about. Just to finish off the show, what not to say to a person with facial disfiguration? Because I'm sure you've come across these quite a few times. Okay.
I love these.
Yeah, I thought you might.
These are awesome.
So the first one which I came across, and I must admit, I have Googled some of these, okay, because it was kind of difficult for me to say, why would you say that to this person in the first place? And then people like yourself do come across it quite regularly, from what I understand. So, why not just get surgery?
Okay. Number one, this is after surgery, bro. For real. I think, yeah, everyone's a bloody doctor, aren't they? God's sake.
Okay.
So surgery can only do so much. These tumours are wrapped around nerves and tissues and...
This one really got me. This one, almost, you know, I was quite shocked by this one. You've not been eating your vegetables, have you?
I mean, that's all I do. I do is eat vegetables.
I understand vegetables are good for you, but I don't think they're going to cure any kind of physical disability that you or me have.
No. And nothing happened.
Now, this is quite a serious one, which I thought was quite hard hitting. Did you do something wrong in a previous life?
Dude, okay. We pitched, and we still have it. I'm gonna probably take it again to Channel 4.
Yeah.
Me and a company called Megalomedia had this idea, looking at what different religions say about disability.
Oh, okay.
And we've written it all up, and then we came up with this title. I take full responsibility for this. Please don't tweet me. Came up with a working title, Which God Hates Me Most. And part of that was to do past life regression to see what had happened.
actually, you know what? I'd love to be involved with that. That would be very interesting. This, again, this is when we're talking about kids earlier. This happened to me a number of times. I can't stop staring at you. Especially for four-year-olds, because they think my scooter is amazing.
Oh, four-year-olds? I thought you were talking about adults.
I mean, that's the answer you give, isn't it? You say, you know, I'm just too good-looking.
Yeah. They call me Elephant Man for a reason, baby girl, and it's not my thing.
Did you get hit by a car?
Yeah, I was bending down to tie my shoelaces with, you know, butt out and face out, and then whack. Yeah. And then I called Claims Direct.
Do you get a lot of work?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you do, you do. You're a television presenter, slash film star, slash journalist, so of course you do. Yeah, this was an interesting one. I know a cream that can help you with that.
No, you don't. Now, if you think this is the seventh oil of ole sign of aging, you're a geek.
I was going to say, I mean, how much oil of ole can you use? Yeah, I couldn't get over myself when I saw that one. I know. I mean, I've got spinal damage. What am I going to do? Rub cream on my back? But anyway,
have you ever been recommended CBD oil? Because I get that a lot.
No, I've got Dipper-Base for my feet because my feet don't work properly.
I used to really run action as a kid, and I used to use Dipper-Base and then Double-Base. But no, I get sent people saying, "Oh, you should try CBD oil or medicinal marijuana," and I'm like, medicinal marijuana?
Can I take a selfie?
Yeah. Do you mean can you as in, do you have my permission? Or,
yes.
Well, no, are disabled people capable of taking selfies?
No, I think this was more of is because of the way you look and your facial disfiguration, it's more of can you take a selfie? I don't get a lot of people coming up to me because I'm in a wheelchair saying, can I take a selfie?
I've got a lot of it all depends on you are. A lot of it is just kind of add a face on TV. And I did a BBC Three documentary on freak shows years ago that got me in a lot of trouble with the disabled community. And the more PC end of it, they were like, you can't say that! And I'm like, I'm not. Watch the documentary. Stop reading the headlines and do your research. This is why no one likes you. And I went to visit all these freak shows and interview people. And it got to the point where the general public, the populace, and even other people who weren't there, just assumed I was the new guy and that I was working there. And so then people kind of go, oh, can I take a... And it's mainly in America. People are like, oh, can I take a selfie with you? And you'd be like, yeah, fine. And they do it. And then just hand you $3. And you'd be like, rock and roll, baby.
Just stand there all day.
We did a bit of filming and I just stood on... And this was on Halloween. Because if you're going to do something crass and offensive, make it crass and offensive. I just stood on the strip on Halloween, just dressed normally, and I think I made $18 in about a quarter of an hour.
See, that's awesome. You can make an income from that.
But then you get to just have a chat with people and show them that you're kind of normal, whatever how normal it is. And, it's cool. I love Vegas. I'm such a Vegas guy.
Yeah, never been, unfortunately. I want to go.
Just do it.
You have something coming up on BBC Four.
We've had it greenlit. Yeah, we're in pre-production at the moment. So it's a long, long way up.
Okay.
And I'm very cagey to what I can and can't say.
Can you give us the outline of what it is?
It has been announced. It has been announced in kind of broadcast at Edinburgh TV Festival. So I am allowed to say it's about the history and future of eugenics.
Okay. For people who don't know what that is.
So eugenics is the idea of the preservation of desirable character traits in a gene pool and the elimination of bad ones.
Okay.
And historically it's worked itself out in like many different ways, be it the Holocaust, the prenatal test for Down syndrome in Iceland has a 100% determination rate. That's an example of...
It's people choosing what kind of people they want in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
And then basically exterminating them, like Jews and Nazis and...
And Down to Iceland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Right.
Very super, super fun and super awkward. You get to ask a lot of awkward questions to a lot of...
I think there's going to be a lot of awkward questions, especially in Iceland.
yeah. I don't know if they'll let me go to Iceland. I want to do the whole design your own baby thing. Okay. And a lot of that's happening in America.
Yes.
And the reason it's fascinating is there's no ethical framework for it at the moment. And I don't know who's going to sign a document that says it's okay for me to go into a doctor's room and say, please don't make it gay. Mm. Or please don't make it XYZ.
Yes.
There's a lot of lines to be drawn. where do we draw them? Who gets
them? I don't think anyone should be able to draw them, from my point of view. But again, it's genetics, isn't it? And it's people's choice, and it's design of ages, as you said. So, Adam Pearson, this has been a fantastic interview. Thank you for your time. Yes, you will be on part of Wild Disabled.
Woo!
Season 1.
Nice. Excellent. Of many.
Yes. Thank you very much, Adam Pearson.